Masechet Berachot, Perek He, Mishnah He. In the previous two Mishnayot, we discussed when somebody makes a mistake during Tefillah, what they do, what it means for their Tefillah. So the Mishnah here is going to continue to discuss certain mistakes during prayer, during the Amidah. The Mishnah says, Amit Palel Veta'a Siman Ra'lo. If somebody's praying Amidah and they make a mistake in their prayer, it's a bad sign for him. And the Gemara comments on this line of the Mishnah and says, the only time we're talking about is not a mistake later on in Tefillah, but it's talking about a mistake in the first Beracha, in the beginning of the Amidah, because it shows that God doesn't want or desire any of a person's Tefillah that's up ahead. But it's not talking about a mistake in the middle or the end of the Amidah. But if somebody does make a mistake in the beginning of the Amidah, it's a bad sign for him. Mishnah continues, Im Sheliach Siburhu, if the person was the Hazan, Siman Ra Lesholehav, it's a bad sign for those who appointed him, for the entire congregation. Mipene Shesheluho Shel Adam Kemoto, because whenever a person appoints an agent, he appoints a Hazan to fulfill the obligation of Tefillah on behalf of everybody. And since that person who was praying is the leader of the congregation, if he makes a mistake, it's as if they made the mistake themselves because of this rule of a shaliach of Adam is kemoto, that a messenger or an agent of somebody is like himself. And to drive this point home, this concept of not making mistakes during prayer, they said a story about Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. Mishnah continues, Amru alav al Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. They said a story about Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. Shayamit palel ala holim ve'omed. He would pray for sick people, and afterwards he would say, Zehai vezemet. He would say, if he's praying on behalf of somebody, this guy, he's going to live, or this other individual is going to die. Amrulo minayin atayodeya. They would tell him, Rabbi, how do you know this? How do you know this person is going to die? And how do you know this person is going to live? Mishnah continues and says, Amar lahem im shigura tefilati befi, Yodea ani shehu mekubal. He says, if the tefillah was fluent in my mouth, if I wasn't stuttering or stumbling over my words, I know that my tefillah is going to be accepted by Hashem, and this person will recover. V'im lav. But if the prayer is not fluent in my mouth, I'm making a lot of mistakes. Yodea ani shehu mitoraf. I know that this person is mitoraf, that this person is going to die. The Bartenura says this root of mitoraf comes from the pasuk dealing with Yosef HaSadik, when the brothers brought the cloak, the ketonet pasim, to Yaakov, and he saw the blood all over it, and he said, Tarof Toraf Yosef. Yosef must have been torn apart by wild animals. So here too, Rabbi Hanina would say, Shehu Metoraf. This person was torn apart, in a sense. This person is going to die. He's not going to live anymore. The commentaries, the Slach says, that, of course, that's only dealing with a person of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, who merited and had the zechut to have such a clear sign from the heavens of what would happen with certain people. But anyone like us nowadays, any ordinary person, shouldn't assume, God forbid, that if a mistake happens in his tefillah, that a person that he's praying for is not going to live. That's only talking about a righteous person like Rabbi Hanina. Masechet Berachot, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. This perek is going to be talking about berachot before and after one consumes food or drink. And this concept of a beracha, of blessing and thanking God before one eats, was an institution, a takana of hachamim, of hazal, where they said a person is not allowed to benefit from anything in this world before they thank and appreciate what God is giving them. So therefore, a person has to say a beracha before and after eating or drinking food that God created. And this is not talking about, though, Birkat HaMazon. Birkat HaMazon is predating this takana because it's biblical. It's from the Torah. God said, Ve'achalta, ve'sabata, u'berachta. After a person eats and gets satiated, he has to bless and thank God for that food, which we'll talk about in a few Mishnayot from now. This is going to be talking about regular berachot that we say before and after foods. Mishnah says, Ketza mevarachin al haperot. What beracha does somebody say on fruit? Al perot ha'ilan. When talking about fruit of a tree is defined as fruits that come from a certain bush or tree, where the branches stay year to year, even after the fruits have been picked. The branches don't wither away when there's no fruits on them. Rather, they stay over year to year. On those types of fruits from those trees, a person says, Bore peri ha'etz, the creator of the fruit of the tree. The one who creates fruit of the tree recognizes that God creates that. Chutz min hayayin. Besides for if a person is drinking wine. If a person is drinking wine, she'al hayayin omer, bore peri ha'gefen. He says, who creates the fruit of the grapevine. He recognizes uniquely how wine is different. Wine is not a regular fruit because it's hashuv. It's special. It's special because it gladdens a person. It makes a person happy when he drinks wine. And it also satiates an individual. It gives him a certain sustenance when he drinks wine. It's interesting to note, though, that it seems to be that the Mishnah is implying that if there wasn't a unique blessing that was said on the wine that Hachamim created, a person would say, Bore peri ha'etz on wine. As opposed to what we're used to, we would think a liquid has the berachav shehakol. And the interesting reason is, that Rashi brings that over here, that we would have said Bore peri ha'etz on the wine if we didn't have Hagefen, is because usually when people are planting grapes, they're planting the grapes for the purposes of making wine with it, not for the purposes of eating the grapes. Therefore, if a person had in mind to plant something and then to create juices out of it, a person would say ha'etz, because that's the main purpose of that fruit. And this brings a whole halachic question when it comes to orange juice nowadays. If you go to the Tropicana plants, are they planting the oranges for the purposes of juicing them? And therefore, hypothetically, and some people actually hold this, one would say ha'etz on orange juice. Mishnah continues and says, Ve'al perot ha'aretz, if you're talking about fruit of the ground, and fruit of the ground is defined as a type of tree or a bush whose branches don't stay year to year. They wither away after the fruits are taken off. This can be defined as grains, beans, melons, squash, all these different types of items. A person says, Omer bore peri ha'adama, who creates the fruit of the ground. That's the berachah he says on it. Baruch atah Hashem, bore peri ha'adama. Chutz min hapat, besides for bread. Bread was designated to be hashuv by our rabbis. They said that bread is different because bread satiates a person's hunger. And it's also something that somebody's koveya se'uda on. They have a meal with bread. They make a sandwich. That's usually what goes with the meal. Therefore, on bread, we say a unique beracha of hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, one who takes bread out of the earth. Thanking God for creating bread. Mishnah continues and says, ve'al hayerakot, on greens. Greens are vegetables who where we eat the stalks, or we eat the leaves, lettuce, cabbage, and so on. One says, Omer bore peri ha'adama. We say bore peri ha'adama as well, because they also grow from the ground. Rabbi Yehuda argues on this opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, every type of vegetable, or anything that Tana Kama, the first opinion in the Mishnah, who says, on all these other types of items, cabbage, grains, beans, squash, melons, everything else Tanakama says, Bore peri adama on, the Biuda is going to say, no, I disagree with you. All of these different types of vegetables have a unique beracha that's more recognizable about them. And he says, Rabbi Yehuda omed, Bore mine deshaim. Rabbi Yehuda says, who creates types of grasses? Going back on the cabbage and lettuce, Rabbi Yehuda would say, Ha'adama is too global. It's all over the place. It doesn't really define what a person's eating. So if he's eating lettuce, he says, who creates types of grasses? And he would extend this, the Bar Tanura says, to all the other types of quote-unquote vegetables that we're eating. If he's eating beans or grains, which are zera'im, which are seeds, he would say, Bore mine zera'im, who creates the different types of seeds. But according to him, likewise, you would say on squash, on melons, on things like that, where the edible part is the fruit that grows from the ground, you would say, Bore peri adama. And we know halakha is not like the Yehuda. Rather, we have one beracha of Bore peri adama for all these different types of items, whether it be lettuce, grains, beans, cabbage, squash, and melon. They all fall under Bore peri adama, and we follow the opinion of Tanakama.